SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump and all living former presidents have issued messages of condolences following the murder this week of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk. And foreign leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have also weighed in on the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee also took time to remember his friend.
The assassination of Charlie Kirk was one that just hit all of us hard. I've known Charlie since he was probably 19. One of the most remarkable people. I called him a force of nature. I've never seen anyone who had his intellect, his winsome spirit, his capacity to deal with people who are hostile, but do it in such a gracious, compassionate, and godly manner.
Two universities fired employees due to social media posts made after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, according to school officials.
University of Mississippi Chancellor Glenn Boyce said in a statement posted Thursday afternoon to social media platform X, quote, "Yesterday, a University of Mississippi staff member reshared hurtful and sensitive comments on social media regarding the tragic murder of Charlie Kirk. These comments run completely counter to our institutional values of civility, fairness, and respecting each other's personal dignity." Middle Tennessee State University President Sidney McPhee said in his own statement Wednesday that an employee at the school, quote, "offered inappropriate and callous comments on social media concerning the horrific and tragic murder of Charlie Kirk." I'm Bernie Bennett.
Charlie Kirk will be remembered at a memorial service at his home state of Arizona. Turning Point USA announced Building a Legacy, Remembering Charlie Kirk, will take place at State Farm Stadium September the 21st. The memorial service will be open to the public. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ukrainian government has declared that a branch of the Orthodox Church has failed to sever all ties with Moscow and could soon be banned. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church disputes the government's assertion that it has not fully broken off its historic relationship with the Russian Orthodox Church. Orthodoxy is the major religion in both Russia and Ukraine and has served as a cultural and spiritual battleground in tandem with the wider war. This is SRN News. Missouri Republicans have handed President Trump a political victory.
The Republican-led Missouri Senate has approved a redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in next year's elections. Having already passed the Missouri House, the Senate vote sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Keogh, who's expected to sign it into law. However, opponents have announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map. Missouri is the third state to take up redistricting this year. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Trump administration is planning to resume federal funding for research at Harvard University. According to multiple reports, the White House says it will restore the funds after a judge's ruling that a sweeping blockade of funds was illegal. However, the administration has said it would appeal the judge's decision and maintain its pressure campaign against the university. More details at srnnews.com.